You are listening to Pigs in a Podcast, the official K-Pig podcast, featuring interviews with your favorite new and not-so-new pig artists. Here's Jamie Coffis with a recent interview from our Neighborhood Night Wednesday night series.
You are listening to K-Pig Radio, KPIG 107.5 Freedom, KPYG 94.9 Cayuca, San Luis Obispo. It's Neighborhood Night, and we want to thank our sponsors, New Leaf Community Markets, rooted in the greater good since 1985, and Sylvan Music at the corner of Mission and Bay for everything musical with friendly prices. I would like to welcome into the studio three wonderful people, Miss Tammy Brown, Mr. Yeah. Yeah, Mr. Rick Allen and Miss Lauren Monroe. How is everybody?
Good. Really good.
Really.
Great. Nice to meet you finally.
Yeah, thanks for being in here. Thanks for taking some time and making it out to the sty, as we call it. You guys have a really fun event. Well, first of all, tell me, how you doing?
I'm doing really good, thriving and trying to stay healthy and coming through a really heavy-duty medical challenge and just happy to still be breathing, and I'm still here.
Thanks for being here. So. Yeah, appreciate that so much. Mm-hmm. And people get a chance to come see you sing this weekend, and as well as some other performances. A really interesting lineup, looks like, of kind of a different kind of show we're looking at this Saturday at the Kumbwa. Tell us about it. Let's start with Raven Drum Foundation. Can you tell me about what the work you guys do, where you, and what kind of inspired you to do it?
Myself and Lauren, we met in 2000. Actually, we were just talking about Colorado, and we got to be friends through a mutual friend. And as soon as we started playing music together, we actually started playing, you played in local venues, this, that, and the other. And I'd start bringing a drum along and we'd start playing together. Anyway, through my experience of trauma and Lauren's experience of the healing arts, we just thought that what we did together musically, it seemed to have an effect on people, a really positive effect on people. So we just kind of took that a stage further. And
In 2001, we started the Raven Drum Foundation to support people going through crisis through alternative and integrative medicine with drumming. We saw that those two areas together really helped people. And it didn't matter where they came from or what kind of trauma they were going through, to lead people through an experience through the drums was pretty universal, and you didn't need to speak the same language or come from the same country. So we've been doing this for almost 24 years now, and we actually did a circle just recently up in Healdsburg for the firefighters and first responders up there and the community that survived the Tubbs fire. And it's really meaningful for us. We have a lot of Rick's legendary drummer friends that come and participate with us. We do auctions every year to raise money for various programs. And now we're having a benefit concert through Big Love Benefit Concerts at Kumbwa with Tammy and myself and our band and Rick and with Makiliwa. And we have a very amazing author speaker coming to speak, Dr. Bruce Lipton as well.
That's a lot. That's great. I mean, I'm gonna be impressed when you fit all that into one. That's going to be an awesome evening. Tell me about the drum circles. I was reading about those a little bit, and I could see somebody being a little skeptical of it. Like, how is that? I've heard drum circles. It's just, what is this mumbo jumbo? Is this going to really be healing?
We
know people that play music and get and see a lot of music. Well, it's not hard to talk them into the idea of what the healing properties mm-hmm. of music are, but maybe any of you could answer this. But what do you say to somebody who's maybe a little skeptical about that mm-hmm. idea?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting because when there's been a few populations of people that we had to not convince, but prove. Yeah. And the first was when we went into lockup facilities for in the juvenile detention centers. We're working with gang kids, boys from 13 to 16 years of age. And there's a lot of armoring, a lot of guarding. You know, you can't have any BS when you walk in there. You have to be very authentic. And so bringing rhythm to a community of people, music, first of all, everybody knows breaks down the barrier. But then when you add evidence-based physical mind-body work, this is all fact, it's all science,
right.
You know, how breath affects the body, how your mind controls what your body feels like. Post-traumatic stress syndrome is a neurological thing that you can help work with. So this is all very science-based. It's not a lot of woo-woo,
yeah.
A lot of that, you know, none of that.
It's a little bit of woo-woo. No. We want a little woo-woo, but it's not.
What we want yeah, yeah, yeah. is consciousness-raising experiences.
Yes, yes.
It doesn't have to be woo-woo. I'm from Queens. Like, we don't do woo-woo.
Yeah, yeah. Sure. I appreciate that, yeah.
But it's such a community experience, and we could talk all we want about it, but then when you're sitting in a circle with a drum, with someone guiding you through these very, personal experiences with other people, it turns into a whole other thing,
yeah,
where you feel yourself connected to other people, mm-hmm, and not isolated anymore. And that's what trauma, when you have trauma, you isolate.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we all walk in kind of strangers, and then, not too far into the drum circle, it starts to feel like family. And then everybody opens up, and then you feel the empathy. Mm. And you know, things that people wouldn't normally say, it gives them... We create a safe space where people can open up. And I think that's really, really important, you know, that people feel safe, mm-hmm, and they feel like the entire circle is lifting them up,
yeah,
and that's exactly how it feels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. The word that comes to mind for me is vulnerability.
Yes.
And getting everyone to that kind of space, music is a great way of doing that.
Yeah.
It forces you to do that in a way. Tammy, you're one of the more vulnerable singers I've ever heard. You know, your ability to kind of channel what you're feeling and make everyone else in the room feel that. Mm. Talk about that, yeah. I mean, I think that anyone that's seen you sing would agree with me for sure, you know.
Well, thank you for saying that, but, you know, music and song is, it's all about the intention. And you were saying, you know, it was like mumbo jumbo.
Mm-hmm.
No, there isn't. I mean, it's so real. And, I mean, even in certain times of my life, I was like, this is woo-woo. Until I had an experience, a real experience, where my body and my medical condition was so severe and so on the cusp of death that the only explanation there was the frequency of sound and the frequency of music, which helped to, in the prayers. Mm. And I really can't explain it all. I mean, Lauren is she has much more of the, she can articulate all of the scientific terms of what happened with my body. But what I can tell you is that, you know, even our whole universe has a frequency. You know, the sun has a tone of B flat, and that happens to be my favorite key to play church music with, mm-hmm, B flat. And so there is that frequency that gets into your body that affects you on a molecular and cellular level and puts those cells back into their normal shape, because everything in your body is vibrating and everything in you has a tone. And I didn't really know that until I had to experience something really traumatic, something that'll take me to, you know, the edge. And then I had to really reach hard. And Lauren came over and did some of her work on my body. And I could actually feel things lifting out of me that's not supposed to be in my body. And then I'm here talking to you when I should have been gone in September, you know, 2023. I should not have lasted a week of what I was diagnosed. My prognosis was very, very intense. So it's a testament to what you're about to experience through the music, through the understanding, and then, you know, opening the conscious mind and letting you understand, here's how you can be one with this universe, one with the divine or whatever you want to call it. But you have a way of healing. And that music that they generate through, even with through the sounds of the drums, there's a frequency, there's a rhythm. There's something that starts to affect you personally, where you just want to grasp onto love. Anything that's negative wants to leave. It can't stay. Just can't stay in that environment. And then all this beautiful peace. And you do feel lighter. You feel lighter, like you actually released some stuff that was really causing you a lot of damage internally. So it isn't mumbo jumbo. It is.
Yeah, right.
I can tell you indubitably that it is very, very real. So those that come May 4th are in for the biggest awakening of their lives if they have not had a chance to really embrace this. It's a reality thing, and the world needs it right now.
I'm sold. Yeah, for sure. Do you think what is it? Maybe let's delve into it a little bit more. I mean, I'm probably not smart enough to understand. All I know is that when I sing, I feel a lot better. Mm-hmm. I know that when I play music with my best friends in my band, that's when the troubles wash away. Like you were explaining, Tammy. I know that, I can't tell you why or how, but it's just everything feels better. What can you give us a little bit of that scientific side? Explain that to us, maybe? Or are we, pretend I'm 5 years old or something, maybe, and see if I can understand?
Well, I'm glad you said that when you're 5 years old, because, and I think the master teacher of the evening on Saturday will be Dr. Bruce Lipton, the author of Biology of Belief. There's a lot of evidence now around how our subconscious mind gets formulated, up until the age of 7 years old. And then that's our hard drive, that's our operating system. Mm. That's what we live our life from. And if you have good experiences when you're younger or bad experiences when you're younger, that's the filter we see life through. So as a musician, as an artist, we find our way of connection that feeds our five-year-old when we're playing music. We feel connected, we feel free. And so that's a way that we're back to our origin of happiness. And I think we can trace a lot of things from that, hard drive old program, including the relationships we choose, the jobs we choose, some of the health issues we have, all stem from the things that happened during that really sensitive time from the womb, actually, until we were 7 years old. And the challenge is now as an adult is to really look at that and start to reprogram. And music is a way we can reprogram. Repetitive things can help reprogram. We start to create those new neural pathways in our brain. Just like healing post-traumatic stress, if you have something that happened to you a long time ago, if you haven't rerouted those pathways, you're still stuck in that same groove, like a record skipping over and over and over again. So we have to retrain our neurology, our nervous system, and the neural pathways in our brain. So when we're doing this repetitive rhythm and drumming, we're starting to create another groove, literally. And then when we put our mind and our intention to recreate something, then we're actually doing the work to be able to transform and evolve into a new person.
Yeah, it's fascinating stuff.
It really is. Yeah. I mean, science is blowing up right now. Yeah. Neuroscience is just scratching the surface of what's to come. We have neuroscience, we have epigenetics, and we also have quantum mechanics, quantum physics now that is pretty much blowing the doors off a lot of the theories that doctors have had for a very long time. And it's going to change the way we look at medicine, how we heal the body. And the mind and the body, 100%, hands down, are connected. Yeah. And so we have to remember that. And when we think things, how we think, we can help ourselves. Tammy is an example of how positive mind and positive mindset can help heal the body and retrain, the old programs of the past and having prayer and music surrounds you. All those vibrations affect your cells, affects your mind. I know Santa Cruz is a wonderful place for all of those things. Mm-hmm. And Tammy was blessed with a community that really circled around her and helped her heal.
Yeah. It's amazing how many musicians and just people you brought in, people that you've touched in your life, and to see all those people. We actually did two events. We did one in Carmel Valley, and then we did the one at Kumwa. And I mean, the amount of people that you've touched is incredible.
Everybody came out.
And then when Tammy told us what was going on with her health, none of us accepted it. And it was she kind of led the charge, but we all felt that we was like, no, that doesn't feel right.
Yeah,
you know. Yeah. Here we are.
Here we are. Wow.
Now we're going to celebrate our first responders and
and
raise money for them to be able to bring that same kind of community around them and help them heal. Because I think, you know, the thing to talk about here is how our first responders have to go through trauma every single day. And, you know, our worst day is their day every day.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have to think about what their mental wellness is like. And what they and the culture they live in,
exactly.
It's really not, you know, it's not okay yet in their culture to be able to step out and say, "Hey, I'm having an issue with what I just saw yesterday, what I just did."
That's soft. Yeah, you can't do that.
And in the military as well, our veterans have the same thing. There's a stigma.
Right.
You know, you might lose your job.
Yeah.
And we want to help just educate people on the suffering that goes on and make it okay. For them to step out and say, hey, you know, I have an issue with this. And then, you know, get things corrected, start to repair, feel the support of the community, and then go back into your job again instead of having to deal with it by themselves. It's just, it's a dangerous game to play when you have that kind of trauma.
Yeah.
It's starting to happen, though. We were in New York recently, and we came across an organization, Friends of Firefighters.
We partner with an organization out of Brooklyn called Friends of Firefighters, and they're doing things right. I mean, they're really, really helping a lot of people on educating. There's a lot of 9/11 firefighters, first responders that are still, you know, if they haven't died yet from all the implications, complications from that event, they are still looking for help to deal. And I think Friends of Firefighters served over 4,500 firefighters with free counseling. And this is the kind of things that we want to help create in Northern California, because our firefighters are here and they're doing a lot of work.
They sure are, yeah.
All over the country,
Our firefighters, they go all over the world. And they're the best firefighters on the planet for good reason. You know,
I guess it's
the price for living in paradise, you know, and building wooden houses in amongst the forest.
They sure do. Yeah, man.
Oh my God.
Absolutely. I mean, I know I was going to bring it when you're talking about the 9/11 responders. I know that John Stewart brought a bunch of attention to that issue, and you kind of got to see how, like, it took him a while to really get a lot of traction, I remember. And he finally did, I think. And it's cool to hear that there's more traction being made, more stuff happening over there. And that's like the most famous firefighting, you know, by far of any kind of, and that was a long time ago.
I know.
Yeah. You know? And imagine what they're dealing with just on a day-to-day basis. It's a good reminder for sure. And I'm glad you guys are bringing that, you know, using Saturday to kind of focus on that a little bit.
Yeah, it's cool. It's important.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about who's going to be there on Saturday. Can you give me, did somebody, any kind of rundown of what's happening Saturday? Because there's a lot. We did kind of mention it, but maybe Bruce Lipton. I'm curious, what's going on with Bruce? Dr. Bruce Lipton.
Dr. Bruce.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Do you know who Bruce Lipton is?
I don't, actually.
Well, you need to check him out. Everybody who's listening, if you don't know Bruce Lipton, you have to check him out. Basically, he's a cellular biologist who's an author, a riveting speaker of science, but he's able to really bridge the gap between spirituality and science. And his whole research has been about how the mind affects the cells And it's, I mean, he's been doing this for years and years. I'm talking about starting in the 60s. Now neuroscience is finally catching up with him to be able to really show more evidence-based research. But he's going to come and speak. You're going to learn a lot about how the way you think affects not only your cells, but your DNA and your genes, and how if you have a genetic marker for something, how your environment, how you think really is the thing that helps turn on and off that gene. It's not just you have a genetic thing and that's, oh, too bad, that's the way you have to be. It's more about, well, how do you think about that, and what, how your environment affects those genes. And I think that the main thing that the whole show is going to be about is about healing, how we can heal ourselves, how community can heal one another through science and through spiritual experiences, and music to us is a spiritual experience.
Absolutely, yeah.
And really just tweaking your language a little bit, how you talk to yourself, mm-hmm. you know, and how you address others. I think it's really important, you know, and those people that don't really lift you up in your life, you know, I'm not saying, you know, shut them out, but you know. Certain people I know do. They just cut off relationships. It's like, you know, I'm too old for that stuff, you know. But honestly, it's about surrounding yourself with people that really lift you up. You know, they really, you know, get you. They don't talk behind your back, and they, you know, they give you a reason to live. You know, they. I guess you can call them real friends. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's cool. It's cool to have people like that around, which is, you know, we're like the three amigos.
Yeah. Are you guys going to make a little bit of music together on Saturday? Or?
Yeah. Cool. We'll be playing. We after Bruce, we're going to be showing a little some videos around about the work we do with Rave and Drum. And Bruce is going to speak, and we're going to play all together. And then we have Makiliwa playing.
Cool.
And it'll be fun. It'll be fun. Really fun night.
Lauren's music that she writes is really quite amazing, and it's infused with some of the stuff that I was telling you about that kind of gets into your cells, into your body. It's like a rain of anointing all through your body. Mm. And I was first introduced to her 7 years ago, actually, to do some of her backing vocals, and I showed up, you know, just showed up to the studio, and they were playing her music, and it started to, I just wanted to start crying. It just hit me, and I was trying to fight it, and I was like, no, something's wrong with you, Tammy. You know, this is just, you gotta just do these vocals, and it just hit me right in the heart, because I was open. You know, I love good music, but it was the intention behind those songs that really showered me. And I was like, there's something. I went up to her and said, you know, I really don't know who you are, but is there something going on with your music? There's something you got going on here. And then as time went on, you know, then the side of her with all of this that she does in terms of healing work is really quite magnificent and really real. And I'm so excited about May 4th. I just can't wait for people to show up and really get a taste of beautiful music, but music with intention that's infused that will really reach out and heal you as you hear it and you know, embrace that music.
Cool. Yeah.
I wish you had some of her stuff to play.
I do too, yeah. Well, it sounds like a wonderful night. I'm here talking to Tammy Brown and Rick Allen and Lauren Monroe, and I think just hanging out with you guys, I feel better already. I really do. There's a positivity here that I'm really, that's palpable for sure. And I think that Saturday night is going to be a real fun night, since it feels like you guys are all pretty excited and definitely behind what you guys are doing. That's really cool. Anything else that we forgot to talk about?
No, if you can't make it to the show, we do have tickets left. I think there's like 20 tickets left. We have a very low ticket count. So, but we're hoping that we have some for people who are listening, and they can go right to Eventbrite, and look up Kumbo Jazz, an evening of healing, insight, and music. And if you can't make it, and if you want to donate to the cause, you can just go to ravendrumfoundation.org and just hit the donate button and contribute whatever you can. It'll all go to firefighters recovery programs. And yeah, we hope to see everybody there.
Cool. Man, thank you guys so much for making the trip down here. It was really nice and educational to talk to you guys tonight. I learned a lot, and I feel great. So
cool,
thanks, guys.
Thank you very much.
All right.
As always, thanks for listening to Pigs in a Podcast. And remember, you'll find the latest episodes posted weekly at kpig.com. You can also subscribe to the series for free in iTunes, and the latest episodes will be downloaded to your computer automatically. Thanks again, Piggies.